And like I said earlier, time for some community builders. This morning, joining me from Masekule in the community, it's Michaela. She's an occupational therapist, but her role is so much more diverse than working with kids, and we get the opportunity to hear from her today. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It is such a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come hang out with us and chat to us a little bit more about Masekule. I have to ask, OT, occupational therapist, working at Masekule, which is a non-profit organization, how did that kind of come about for you to take your degree and your years and years of studying into community service?
Yes, so during university, I had the opportunity to do a community based block in Hermanus, so that sparked my interest in the community setting. So after that block, I knew that I wanted to be a community-based occupational therapist, and luckily the job position came for me. So then I applied for it, and
amazing.
I luckily got a role in the community-based setting.
And you've been working with Masekule for a couple of years now. What's it been like for people that are kind of getting to know about Masekule now through the show for the first time? What's it like working with this organization?
So it's been amazing working for Masekule. You develop not just my OT skills, but also there's a lot of personal growth because it allows for a variety of opportunities to develop your confidence in training and working with teachers and funders. So I feel like my personal growth has really increased over the past few years.
I love that.
For Masekule, yes.
That's amazing. Okay. I would love for you to kind of paint us a picture. What does your role at Masekule look like? What are you doing day to day? What kind of work are you involved in with the organization?
So I am the community-based occupational therapist. So I do occupational therapy group sessions at a few centers on a monthly basis. So that's when I go into the centers once a month. I design an OT group session and I go and I implement it with a group of children. It's usually 10 children per group.
Okay.
So we try to keep the group small so we can really focus on those children who have developmental delays. So I can also be that additional input to keep them on track with their early learning skills.
Okay.
And then also we do occupational therapy screening. So 100 children are screened a year. So
wow.
It's an occupational therapy based assessment for 3 to 4 and 4 to 5 year olds. So I'll go to the centers, assess them at the beginning of the year, and then again at the end of the year to just compare their growth. But we also get a lot of data and information from those results.
Sure.
So then I can take, how did they perform in screening? What did they struggle with? And then I can take it and implement it in my OT group sessions. I can give feedback to my team. We can adjust our early learning program to make it more applicable and relevant to the community's current needs. Yes.
Could I ask, I understand OT, you're developing these exercises kind of game-like, I'm sure, for the kids that are practicing certain skills for their development as little people going into a schooling environment. But the screenings, the exercises, the getting involved in the community, what's the value? Like, would you say it's important for parents and kids to go for these kinds of screenings, to be aware of where they are and the exercises that they can be doing to improve?
Yes, so the value in what Masekule does as a whole. So it's our training is our main thing within Masekule.
Yes.
So I'm also involved in training. So a lot of the children within the communities, you know, they're at risk of not developing their full potential, whether it's physical, emotional, social. And they go to early childhood development centers where the teachers are often untrained, the centers are unregistered, under-resourced. So that's where we come in.
Yes.
Where we train the teachers. So it's empowering the teachers. That's where the value lies. So they go back to their centers empowered, more confident to teach these young children because they're understanding how to do it, why to do it. And then on the other end, you have children who are now on track with their early learning skills that are also confident. They're able to problem solve, make decisions, and enter grade one ready to learn about how to read, how to write, and also early numeracy.
Yeah. So there's a real need in the community to make sure that the teachers are equipped with what they need to equip the kids in return. It's that drop and the ripple, right?
Yes.
So we make one kind of impact and it keeps going throughout the community, which is important. Tell me, Michaela, for our community members who would love to get involved, what can we do? Like, what does Masekule often need help with that we can kind of help and support you in the work that you do?
So overall, we do have a library. So my colleague spoke on that the last time.
Yes.
Volunteers are needed for the library. But we also have certain events throughout the year. So what's coming up is Mandela Day.
Yes.
So that is something for the community to get involved in. So we are collecting beanies and blankets. So that's a nice starting point to get into and get involved in.
Yes.
Masikule, because then we distribute that to maybe 70 centers, a part of our organization.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so they need lots of beanies, blankets, gloves, those sorts of winter items that often go missed during the cold rainy season. So please keep Masikule in mind, because they're going to share that with the ECD centers that they work so hard with during the year. And if you'd like some more information, you can check out their website, masikule.org. They've got so many amazing resources on there, an opportunity for you to learn more about what they do and to get involved. And like Michaela said, volunteers in the library, or even if you're cleaning out your storeroom and you find a box of books that your kids looked at once or twice and never touched again, please donate them to a very valuable cause, because those resources go out to ECD yes. centers when they need it, and that's such a valuable thing as well. So Michaela, thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming to join us today, and for all the work that you do with Masikule, because I know it's little people, but those little people grow into major yes. community members one day, and the impact that you guys do is it's just going to last forever. So I think it's awesome to have you in studio, and thank you for coming
thank
to spend
so
time. It is such a pleasure. Good luck with the rest of the year, because I know we're only kind of midway through it at this point, so there's lots still to get through. And like Michaela said, Mandela Day is coming up, but they often have events and fundraisers that you can get involved in. So go check out Masikule and make sure you keep an eye on all that they're doing, so you can also get involved in uplifting our young people in the community every single day.